Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Fred Krakus and Mark Wiskus with Wonderspellen join us on today's program to talk about the nonprofit organization working to bring an accessible playground and extended amenities to Kiwanis Park in Pella. Well, Fred and Mark, we're here today to talk about a unique project that you are trying to bring here to the city of Pella. It started with an idea with Pella Kiwanis and the city of Pella Parks Department and has since become its own organization. And you're in the process of fundraising. First of all, let our listeners know what Wonderspielen is and how this concept really came to be here to Pella.
So Wonderspellen is more or less, from a Dutch standpoint, is pronounced Wonderspellen, and we have been corrected over the time doing presentations and such, pronouncing it the correct way. But it stands for Miracle Play, is what it stands for. And there's a Miracle League association out there, and we felt that the word Miracle Play was an appropriate name and title for this project.
What is kind of the idea that you're trying to bring and really how you're trying to utilize the space up there at Kiwanis Park?
Well, Kiwanis Park is a park that our Kiwanis Club has supported for several years, and in recent years we have had very good success with our Poffer Cheese stand, and we generate some pretty good profits, and we decided that it would be a good idea to enhance the Kiwanis Park, and what better way to enhance the park than with an inclusive playground. An inclusive playground is what the Wonderspellen playground will be, meaning it'll be available for children of all ages, people of all ages. So it'll be handicap accessible, wheelchair accessible, and it'll also have several pieces of equipment that'll be there for children with autism. So it'll be a quiet playground. As you know, Kiwanis Park is kind of a quiet place, which is what we need, but it's an inclusive playground, so people with all abilities will be able to enjoy it.
The group Wonderspellen has gone around and has actually kind of looked at similar projects. And as I understand, you're working with engineers and groups to kind of pull the best of those and fit those to what Pella needs.
So when we first started this project, we wanted to make sure that we did this project the right way the first time. So there are many different communities that have built an inclusive playground. So we took time and went and interviewed these different communities and trying to figure out, you know, what would they do again, what wouldn't they do again, and learn from their history, and so that we would only have to do it one time and gather feedback on the right direction. And we didn't want to miss anything. We wanted to do it the best way we possibly could. And, that was one of the best things that we did. You know, we spent some time in Ankeny. Ankeny has a beautiful park up there. And our neighbors, Knoxville, had put a all-inclusive park in last year, which gave us an incentive to, you know what, every community needs a park like this. And we thought there's no reason why we, as a Pella community, shouldn't get and support a program in a park like this.
You are working with the city on this. This is a hand-in-hand project. But you've also had other groups step up to not only enhance this all-inclusive playground component, but several components of the entire park as a whole. Talk us through that process and how these different groups are starting to really step up and really make this not just the playground piece, but a true state-of-the-art park.
Sure. Yeah, this concept started about a year and a half ago, and one of the first things we did was present it to the city council, and the city council was very receptive and agreed right up front to support this. So that was very encouraging back in November of 2018. So since then, we've developed additional relationships, for example, with the Pella Garden Club. We've met with them a few times, most recently this week, and they've agreed to support our project with the beautification, the landscaping. So presumption there would be that after we get our playground equipment installed, they'll follow up with the landscaping and the beautification. That's an excellent partnership. We're really proud of that. Another partnership we're proud of is the Knights of Columbus. They've been very supportive. They raise funds each year for people with disabilities, and they're generous with their funds. They're also available to help with some of the manpower we need to install the equipment and finish the landscaping project. So those are just a couple of examples of the partnerships that we're really pleased that have come along with this project.
And obviously, the all-inclusive playground is meant to be for everyone, but this will be especially important to families that may not have the playground accessibility for kids who do have certain disabilities, whether that's physical or mental.
Yeah, you're 100% correct there. So, you know, so my wife and I have a daughter with Down syndrome, and there's a network, a group in every community that has a bond that can relate to other families that have kids with disabilities. But Pella is very, you know, unique that way as well, that there is a network and a bond that way. And there's a need for this type of a playground in our community, that there's no reason why every child shouldn't have the ability to be able to play, to go on, you know, merry-go-rounds, whatever the case may be, no matter what their disability is, if they're in a wheelchair or not. And even from a sensory standpoint, you know, and Fred mentioned about the importance of having it at Kiwanis Park, because it's that neighborhood park, that quiet feel. We want to make sure that this park is welcoming and open to anybody that wants to use it, no matter what your disability is.
And now the construction timeline is kind of closely tied to your fundraising. Your goal is to have a fully furnished park here in the next couple of years. And take us through that process of what that looks like and why the fundraising component has become a very important part and piece, especially this spring.
I think most people have driven down Main Street and seen that there's been some activity at the former De Blumenhof site. We purchased the De Blumenhof property and have had the buildings removed. That property is currently owned by Wunderspielen, but we're in the process of gifting that to the city, so that'll become part of the city Kiwanis Park. And we're also working now with the city on the engineering and the contracts and the bid letting for the actual construction. So we're working closely with the city administrator and Jeanette Vaughn to coordinate those efforts. We're hoping to get that process started soon with maybe bids late this fall, or later this year, I should say. Maybe some dirt work completed yet this fall and the actual installation of the equipment and other amenities next year. Our goal has always been to have a ribbon cutting in the fall of 2021. We still think that's very realistic. It could possibly be moved up, but that's our goal right now, is completion by the fall of 2021.
So the city of Pella has agreed to cover to what ultimately will be about a third of the cost. The rest is going to be raised by this Wunderspielen group. How can people give? How can people contribute? And what are the ways that they can help make this project become a reality by the fall of 2021?
One of the easiest ways to follow what we're doing is we have a Facebook page. Search us on Facebook. There's as much information that we know we put on our Facebook page. There are videos that we have done to educate everybody on what the park is going to look like, what our wish list is. There is a giving button there that if you guys, anybody wants to donate, you can click on a button and help support our project that we are working on. If you're an organization out there that would love to learn more about our project, just get a hold of myself or Fred, or contact us through our Facebook page. We would love to come do an educational meeting and share with you what we are working on for our project.
Once again, that was Fred Krakus and Mark Wiskus with Wunderspielen. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at KNIAKBLS.com under podcasts, and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.